Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 8, talking about separating things. The Gemara analyzes the Mishnah, explaining how we could understand why there is no need for bakers to separate the great Truma, Truma Gadola, from the mine. Produce that we're not sure if it had separations or not of the things we're supposed to separate, because it was taught in a Braisa. Yochanan the Kohen Gadol issued the decree concerning Demai, where he sent emissaries throughout the borders of Israel, because he sent emissaries throughout the borders of Israel to determine if tithes were being separated properly, and he saw that the Ami Aretz, the men of the land who were not so versed in halacha, would separate only Truma Gadola. Accordingly, there was no need to require the separation of Truma Gadola from Demai for a baker or for anyone else. And there's also no need to give Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani to the normal recipients, because the burden of proof is upon the one who seeks to exact property from his fellow. There's no way for the usual recipients to show that the particular Ama Aretz who sold the produce never tithed it. And the notes point out that Yochanan the Kohen Gadol investigated the tithing practices in Israel, found that while the masses were scrupulous in separating the great Truma, Truma Gadola, a minority were lax in separating the various Maasers, including Trumas Maaser, where he's supposed to take off of the tenth of the Maaser. Therefore, he issued the decree concerning Demai, which requires one who obtains produce from an Ama Aretz to tithe this, since eating untied tevel is a sin punishable by the death at the hands of heaven. The point being, we're looking at the idea of separating. We're looking at the idea of tithing. We should make sure when we get our tzedakah, for those of us who could afford it and could do it, to do the wonderful mitzvah, to do it right away. Don't make it in a situation of demai. Did I do it? Did I not do it? I can't remember if I gave 10% on my $2,000 check. I can't remember if I gave $2,000 on my $4,000, $6,000, $10,000, $20,000 check. We should be zochet to have such big checks. Did I do it? Did I not? When you get the check, do the tzedakah right away. We know that aser to aser, the Torah tells us the double wording to teach us this is the only case where we could test Hashem, and it's literally from Hashem proven that Hashem will get you back. In one of the Triasar, I believe in Nevi'im, it talks about a pasuk, you give tithes and see if I want to open the storehouses of heaven, rain down for you wonderful things from heaven so that you will get your money back. You never lose by giving tzedakah, you will get back that which you gave. Aser b'shvil ta'aser, shevtit asher. We talk about this a lot. One of the lecture series, you don't get lost by giving tzedakah. Remember to give tithes, to give your 10% or more if you have the ability. Up to a fifth you're allowed to give, technically, as long as you don't make yourself bankrupt in the process. Remember to give right away. You get that check, give the 10% right away. Don't have a situation where you're like, I'm not sure if I gave tzedakah. Give it right away. You won't have this demai. You won't have this worry if you did or not, and you'll be able to do the mitzvah and make sure it's fulfilled at that moment right away. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 9 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.